Okay, today's daf is daf nun dalet. So we got to the very last two lines of nun gimel mabez. The Gemara had introduced this Mishnah, and to quote from the Mishnah, the last two lines, Amar Yeshua ad sha'atam mitakinin et ha-shotos, until you fix the shotos, you should fix the pikchos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why are we calling these honey shotos in here? Why are they calling this shotos? People who are imbeciles who don't know, they're just, they're toas in here, they just made a mistake. So the Gemara says, Ela tani toas. You're right, it should say toas, it should say women who made mistakes. The Tanya, so now there's going to be a very complicated brisa to the next page. Everyone here has got charts to work with. Excellent. So let's go to this chart. We'll read through the Gemara, but we'll have to keep our finger on the charts. The Gemara says, Desanya. Yom Echad Tama Yom Echad Tar. Let's say a woman sees alternate days, Dam, and then no Dam, then Dam, then that's her whole life. She starts off that way, Dam, no Dam, Dam, no Dam. So what's the din? So the Gemara explains that Mishamesh is Shmini, Vilayli Imo, she's permitted to be with her husband the eighth day, because after 7 days of Tumah, so she's every even day, she doesn't see Dam. So the first 7 days, she sees Dam the day one of her life. So that's she's Tameh for 7 days. So she's 1, 3, 5, 7, that's all Tameh. But when 7 is over, Dam Nid is over, so day 8 when she doesn't see, so she's completely permitted to her husband. Also that evening as well, because the assumption right now is she sees Dam only during the daytime of day 9. So the 8th day and the night into the 9th night, that's all permitted. And then the next day is Aser, she's a Zava, but the next day she has to wait Shomer's Yom, Keneged Yom, so she's also Aser the following day, even though she hasn't seen Dam Nida, and that continues to go each night. But even though she sees each night, Shomer's Yom is only during the daytime. The moment the nighttime comes, then she's permitted with her husband, but then the moment the morning comes, she sees Dam Nida again. So each of the nights, so the Gemara says, Shmi the eighth day and the night to follow. And then Arba Leilos, and there are four other nights throughout, each night following Shomer's Yom, she's also permitted with her husband, Bitoch Shmeras Yom. That's how her cycle works, and that's the din. Now, Im HaYisah Romi Be'er, but let's say she sees that each night when she sees, it's really a nighttime. It's not a daytime, it's a nighttime. So she sees the night of the 9th, the night of the 11th, the night of the 13th. Then each of those nights are us as well, and then all she has, Einam Shemesh is Ella Shmini Bavad. The only day that's permitted for her is the 8th day, Vizel. Next scenario. Gemara says, Shnei Yamim Tameim, Shnei Yamim Torim. She sees alternate 2 days. So she sees 2 days Tameh, Dam, 2 days No Dam, 2 days Dam, 2 days No Dam. So the din is, Mishim Mishameshes, Shemini, Ushnei Masar, Vishishi Asar, V'Eshim. So if you follow the chart, so the first 2 days, she sees Dam, but then she's Tameh for the next 7 days. So even though she doesn't see two, and she does see two, and she doesn't see, those first 7 days are Tameh. And then the eighth day, because she doesn't see on the eighth day, that's Muteris. But then she sees 2 days afterwards, so now she's Zava Katana, so she needs to wait the next day, Shemer Yom Keneged Yom, so day 11 is Aser, but then day 12, since she doesn't see anything, she's Mutter. But then the next 2 days, she's Tamei again, so then the 15th day, she has to wait Shemer Yom, she's Aser, but then the following day, 16th is Mutter, then the next 2 days is Zava Katana, and then day 19, we'll see that's the focus, is Shemer Yom, and then day 20, it's Mutter. Okay, that's how it works out. So Gemara asks the question, wait a second. V'tishame shinami v'tishar. Why is she not allowed on the 19th? Now all the other cases, the day that followed the 2 days of Dam, that was also because Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. But this case of the day 19, the halacha is that you only have to do Shomer Yom Keneged Yom if it's within the framework of the 11 days Yimei Ziva. But since Yimei Ziva end after day 18, because the way it works is 7 days of Yimei Nida, 11 days of Yimei Ziva, that totals 18. So even though she saw on the 18th day, since the day that follows is not Yimei Ziva anymore, it's Yimei Nida, she does not have to do Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. That day 19 should actually be permitted. So it should be really day 19 and day 20 should be permitted. And the Gemara says, you're right. Me'ikar Din, she really is allowed to, because day 19 already is outside of the realm of Yimei Ziva, and she doesn't need to do Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, but Amar Rav Sheshia says, Zos Ameris, Gargaran Tanan. This is why you refer to a Gargaran Tanan, which is also, what's Gargaran? So Rashi explains it based on the Gemara later on, Mishnah later on, Gargaran Tanan, this Mishnah is found on the medium wide lines down, or halfway down, around 8 medium wide lines down, it says Gargaran de Tanan. The Perek Tinokas, and the Perek, later on we're going to see, Haroa Yom Yunaf, a woman who sees a regular case. She sees an 11th day of her Yomei Ziva. And so the next double yom, she goes to the mikvah, shilachar the day after, v'shimshon, she has tashas the next day, v'rasa boba yom, and she sees that very day, beitil omrim harezeh gargon. That's a gargon, I mean the guy who wants to eat a lot, a reference to a person who's a big baal taiva. Shlohim din yom zeh, meaning even though a person who sees on day 11, the last day of Yom Ha'Ziv, it really doesn't require a Shomer Yom, a person should. It's encouraged. One who doesn't is called the Gargarim. So now the Gemara says one step further, even though Beis Hillel calls him a Gargarim, which is just not a nice name, but okay, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not us, it's just a Gargarim. The Brice here, Me'ahach Brice, from this very Brice here, we learn the Katani Mishamesh Yom Eshim V'lo Yom Yutes, not only is it just not a nice thing to be called a gargron, it's actually usur, and day 19, even though it's outside of the days Yom Ha'Ziv, it's still going to be usur. That's what we learn from this din. Rav Ashi says, no. Back inside the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, Nihi dechadasar lo ba'ishimer. Granted that the 11th day, that she saw on the 11th day, that doesn't require Shemer's Yom, but the day prior, the day Asiri, which is 17th day of the whole cycle, but the 10th day for Yom Ha'Ziv, the Asiri, which was in the framework of Yom Ha'Ziv, that day does require Mia by Shimer, and since the next day wasn't Shimer, that gets pushed off to the day 12 or day 19, that's why it does actually require Shemer's Yom. It's not simply an Us Isser of Gargron, it's actually a regular din of Shemer's Yom, Kenegad Yom. So that ends the scenario of 2 and 2. Next scenario, Shloshi Yomim Tameim and Shloshi Meya Yomim Torim. She sees 3 days of Dam, and the next 2 days she doesn't see. So the din is Mishameshes Shnei Yomim. She is permitted to have Tashkus for 2 days, and then Shuveino Mishameshes Liyom. Then also have to have Tashkus the rest of her life if she continues the cycle. Why? So you look at the chart, the first 2 days are Dam Nida, so she's coming for the next 7 days. Now even though the 3 days to follow she doesn't see Dam, that's still subsumed under the 7 days. And then the 7th day she sees Dam again, and then the next 2 days she doesn't see Dam, rather she does see Dam, but that's only Zava Katana, because only 2 of the days are during Yom Ha'Ziv. So Zava Katana just requires a Shemer Yom. So day 10, she can, it's Itzer of Shemer Yom, but days 11, 12, it's Mutter. So that's fine. Those are the 2 days that she's permitted. But then the next 3 days she sees, she becomes a Zava Gedola, and now that lasts until she says she sees Shiva Nakim. And since she'll never see Shiva Nakim anymore, it's 3 and 3 and 3, she's usher forever. So then the Gemara says, next scenario. Arba Yamim Tameim, Arba Yamim Tameim. Let's say she sees 4 days of Dam, and then she doesn't see 4 days, and this continues forever. Mishamesh is Yom Echad. All she has is 1 day that's permitted. Vishuv Eino Mishamesh is Liyom. Then it's a Tashmish forever. How does that work out? So you look at the next chart. There are 4 days of Dam. So she's Tamei for 7 days. So even though the next 3 days she doesn't see Dam, she's still Tamei for 7 days straight. And then the 8th day is in her Yom Ha'Ziv where she doesn't see Dam Nida. That's Muteris. That's the 1 day she's Muteris. But then she sees for the next 4 days of Dam, she's now a Zava Gedola, but since she only sees 4 days straight afterwards without any Dam, you never find the Shiva Nakim, she remains a Zava Gedola for the rest of her life.
When she keeps going to need the days, so that it's always, it's what, you have to wait how long?
No, until you stop seeing it. The moment it's Dam Nida, once you stop seeing it, that is permitted the next day.
Right, so then why is 5, 6, and 7? Why are those days no good?
Because that's, she's Tamei, when she's Dam Nida, you're Tamei 7 days automatically. And then when 7 days end, you don't have to wait Shiva Nakim anymore. So then you go right away. So then the Gemara says the next scenario, it's Chamisha Yamin Tameim, Chamisha Yamin Tehorim. She sees 5 days of Dam Nida, and she stops seeing 5 days, and this continues forever. The din is, she's Mishameshes Shlosh Yamin, Vishuveinu Mishameshes Liolam. In this scenario, she's permitted to be with her husband for 3 days and then never again. So that scenario, just look inside quickly, that she sees 5 days her Dam Nida, so that continues for the next 2 days to have a complete 7 days of Dam Nida. The very next day, she's Mutter, she doesn't see any Dam, so there's 3 days where she's Muteris, but then she sees for the next 5 days, makes her Zava Gedola, but since there's never a time where she sees 7 days of Shiva Nakim, she's a Zava Gedola forever. Next scenario is she sees Shisha Yom Tamem, Shisha Yom Tamem. She sees 6 days of Dam. The next 6 days she doesn't see anything, and this continues forever. She's Mishameshes Chamisha Yom. So for the first 5 days it's permitted. And Shiveinu Mishameshes Liyom, again the same thing. We have to go through this chart. It's the same exact structure as the previous two. So then, previous three even. Then the Gemara says, what about Shiva Yomim Timeim of the Shiva Yomim Tahorim? She sees 7 days straight, and then she doesn't see for 7 days straight, and this continues. Mishamesh is Ruviya Yameha Mitoch Esim Ushmori Yomim. From the 28 days, a fourth of them is permitted. So let's go through this one. So the Gemara says, she sees 7 days, so that's 7 days Anita. That's all Asr. Then the next 7 days, she doesn't see anything, so those 7 days are completely Mutter. And then she sees the next 7 days. So the problem here is since she sees she's still during Yom Ha'Ziv, So for the days of during Meziva, she needs 3 days and makes her Zava Gedola. So until 7 days are over of Dam Nida, or Dam Ziva now, then she has to wait Shiva Nakim. Now it's over, Shiva Nakim are over. Problem is when Shiva Nakim are over, then she sees Dam again. So Dam lasts for another 7 days. And then after that, after Dam Nida, she doesn't see for 7 days. Those are 7 days during Yom Ziva, which is permitted. So every 28 days, 7 of those days are permitted. Again, 7 days are Dam Nida, 7 days are Mutter, 7 days are Zava Gedola, 7 days are Shiva Nakim, and then 7 days are Dam Nida, and then finally again, 7 days are Mutter. Next scenario, 8 days. 8 days, the Gemara says, is Shmona Yabim Tamem, Shmona Yabim Tahorim. 8 days she sees Dam Nida, 8 days she doesn't see. Mishamesh Mechamisha Sayom, Mitoch Arba Shmona, the way it all works out is every 48 days, 15 of the days are actually permitted. So you have to go through the whole calculation. This is how everything works out nicely. But then the Gemara says that Hani Arba Sehavet, this is really 14 days, not 15 days. So you have to follow this whole din here because if you take a look in the chart, I assume we have similar charts here. So now look ahead. You have 8 days at this chart. 8 days are Dam Nida. So one day of the blood of the Dam dips into the Yumei Ziva. So that means day 9 is Shemesh Yom. That's Aser. But then she doesn't see for another 7 days. So the next 7 days are all Muteris. But then she sees 2 days. And then she says another 6. So that dips into only 2 days Yumei Ziva. But the other 6 are during Yumei Nida. So she just has a din of a Nida. But the final day of Yumei Nida that she doesn't see anything, even though it's within the 7 days of Dam Nida, it counts towards the Shemesh Yom that you need from the Zava Katana that happened before the Mei Nida. Then the next 7 days is Muteris. Then she sees 3 times during Zava Gedola, so she ends up seeing 8 days straight, but 3 of the days are during making her Zava Gedola, so when that's over, she now, even though she's Dam Nida during the Mei Nida, we have the first 3 days count towards Shiva Nakim, and then 4 days of Shiva Nakim dip into Yumei Ziva, and then finally the 8th day, which is the 48th day of the overall cycle right now, that's Muteris. So that 48th day, the Gemara is challenging, why is that Muteris? And Gemara at this stage doesn't think you could count Shiva Nakim during Yumei Nida. I mean, even though she told me for 7 days straight, because she saw Dam Nida, what happens if she doesn't see days during Yumei Nida? She doesn't see Dam during Yumei Nida. Granted, she's tummy, but can that count towards Shiva Nakim or not? So the Gemara is saying it shouldn't count, so that final day, the final 48 days, shouldn't be mutter. It should really be aser. And there shouldn't be 15 days overall that are mutter. There really should be only 14 days that are mutter, which the Gemara says that no. Amar of Adar Bar Yitzchak, Zol Samaris, this is what we learn here, that Yimei Nidasa, Shein Rabba Hen, during the Yimei Nida, if she doesn't see any Dam during Yimei Nida, that's Olin the Sphere Zivasa. That does count towards Shiva Nakim. So even though the Maisha she's Tomei, if there are no Re'ias Dam, that does count towards the Shiva Nakim, and that's the Chiddush we learn from this. The Bailu, who was asking the base measures, going on to Amar Beis now, that Yimei Leida, She'ena Roa Behen Mahu, She'yalu L'Sfiras Zivasa. Do days of Yimei Leida, if a woman were to be Yoledes, and if she doesn't see Dam Yoledes, would that count towards Shiva Nakim of Zava? So let's say she's a Zava, and then she gives birth while she's a Zava. So Zava requires Shiva Nakim. So typically we assume she sees Dam the whole time of Yoledes, until Dam ends 40 days later, 80 days later, then she has Shiva Nakim. But let's say in the beginning of her Leida, she doesn't see Dam, can you count Shiva Nakim towards the Zava even though she's Tamei? So the Gemara said, that was the question, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana Tashma, Rasa Shnaim, let's say she sees 2 days. She sees 2 days of Dam Yimei Ziva. She's not a Zava Gedola until she sees 3 times. But then Shlishi, the 3rd day of her Yimei Ziva, Hipila, she had a miscarriage, and she wasn't sure of any of Das Ma Hipila, wasn't sure what it was. Was it Dam? Was it a Vlad? Harezo Safik Ziva, Safik Leita. We don't know if she was regular Dam that came out, and she'd be considered just a regular Zava. Or maybe it was a Yolandis, and she's not a Zava. The din is Mevia Carbon. She has to bring a carbon Ziva just in case she is a carbon. Or even a carbon Yolada. She has to bring a carbon, because either she's a Zava or she's a Yolada. So she certainly requires a carbon. However, Eino Nechal, she doesn't eat it. It's not able to be eaten, because we don't know for sure where it comes from. Vimei Lidasa Ein Ronba. And during the day delayed, if she doesn't see any Dam, Olin La L'Sfiras Zivasa. So if she doesn't see Dam while she's Yolada, that does count towards Shiva Nakim. So we see that Yimei Leida, if she has no Dam, doesn't count. It does count towards Shiva Nakim. So too, by Dam Nida, if she doesn't see Dam, if she's Tumas Nida, but she doesn't see Dam Nida, that would count towards Shiva Nakim of the Zava. So Gemara says, no, you can't bring him a ride from that case of the Yol Safek, Yoledes, Safek, Zava. Because Amar Papa, shiny husam, there is different, because Kev and Deikul Meir, since it's possible to say that Yolada Zahari, that she gave birth to a boy, and a boy is only Tamei 7 days, so then, the Kol Hani Shiva Yisera, the 7 extra days that we give her, is maybe, if it was a boy, I really should be Yimei Tahor, and not Yimei Tamei. So those are the days, the second week that we give her, those are the days we're going to count towards Shiv Nakim, because maybe she's a Zachar, she gave birth to a Zachar, and those days are Tahor anyways. Whoever said the first 7 days of Yoledes, where she's Vaday Tameh, who said those days would count towards Shiv Nakim if she didn't say any Dam? So Amar Lei Rav Huna Berei Dev Yeshua Le Rav Papa, for Yoledes Zachar Ike L'Svukei, Yoledes Nekeva Lek L'Svukei? What, it's only, there's some suffix here, she was a Hippil or something. So we only have a Chashash that was a boy, but it wasn't a girl. Maybe it was a girl. And yet, even though it's possible it was a girl, that the first two weeks of Tamei, the Brisa still says, if there was no Dam that was seen, even though she's Tamei, it still would count towards the Shiv Nakim. El Alam Shema Amina, Olam Shema Amina. We do say that even though a woman might be Tamei, if there is no Tamei, there's no actual Re'ia, then it would count towards the Shiv Nakim. Now going back to our different scenarios, I'll let two more, and the Gemara finishes with this. Tishi Yomim Tamei Tishi Yomim Tahorim. She sees 9 days of Dam, and the next 8, 9 days she doesn't see. The din is Mishameshes Shmona Yomim Mitoch Shmona Asar. Over every 18 days, the 18 days worked out, 9 and 9 to 18. 18 is a full cycle of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. So everything works out that 9 days she's Tamei, and then the next 9 days she's permitted. So of every 18-day cycle, we have that she's permitted 8 of the days. You have to look at the math, how it works out. Then the Gemara says, right, because the way it works, 9 days is Damida, but the next day she has to keep Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, so she loses 1 day, so then there are only 8 days remaining that Tashmish is permitted. And then finally, the Gemara says, Asar Yom, not really finally yet, Asar Yom Temeim, Asar Yom Tahorim, 10 days of Dam, 10 days of no Dam, this case, Yimei Shimusha, Kimei Zivasa. The days that are permitted are like the days of Ziva, which is 3 days. I mean, even though 3 days, Yimei Ziva is 3 days of Tumah, there she has 3 days of Tara. What that means is she sees Dam 10 days. So 7 days of Dam Nida, the next 2 days she sees makes her Zava Gadola. So now of the 10 days she doesn't see, the first 7 days of Shiva Nakim, which is Asur, the final 3 days she's permitted until she sees Dam again. So those 3 days of Yimei Ziva are permitted. And the Chain Lemeya, the Chain Elf, the same structure works out if you do the math for 100 and 1,000, meaning she sees 100 days of Dam and then 100 days no Dam. 1,000 days of Dam, 1,000 days of no Dam, ends up working out the whole thing that after Shiva Nakim are over during Yimei Ziva, the rest of Yimei Ziva are all permitted until she sees the next Dam Nida, which is like 93 days later, or 993 days later, however it works out the math. Hadralach ba simon. Okay, we made it through that. The new parak begins now as follows. Dam hanida ubas armes, the dam itself, not the nida, but we're talking about the dam, the chest of the dam itself. The dam itself, ubas armes, some flesh of a dead body, are metamin lachen, metamin, if they're still moist, so then they're metamin lachen, umetamin yabeshim, even if they're dried, dam hanida and basar mes are also tamin. Aval hazov, v'ania, v'arok. So these items, the zov itself of a person is a zov, or v'ania, which is like mucus, harok, which is saliva, hasheretz, and hanevela, v'ashuch hazera. All these things are only metamin if they're lachin, if they're moist, v'ei metamin yavashim, if they've dried up. All these examples would be not tamin. If they're able to somehow return to its initial state, that if you were to check it, it could somehow get back to its initial moisture somehow, so then it can return to its initial state. Even then, it would be considered to have enough potency to be metamin. So then the Gemara, Mishnah wants to know, kamahi, so how much kamahi shriyasin, how much you have to soak it in to inspect whether it has enough moisture or not. The potion, if you put it into lukewarm water, mayflesh, you soak it in lukewarm water for around 24 hours or so, so then we could test it out whether or not it will return back to its initial form. If you put it in there, you take it out, it still remains dry and dead, the sheretz, it doesn't help. If you put it back in water, soaked for 24 hours, and it comes back to original form, then it does have the ability to become tamei. And the Mishnah then concludes, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Basar Meis Yavesh, Enichol Lahasharish Lachzer, Kemoshaya, and he says, even though the Tanakhama said, Basar Meis is Tamei, even if it's Yavesh, Rabbi Yossi requires no. It's not true. If it's only the Yavesh, whereby it can return to its initial state of being somewhat the moist flesh, then. But if it can return back, then the Yavesh of Basar Meis would be Tahor as well. So, Menachem Mila, how do you know these words to be true? Now the question that's being asked here, we say the Mishnah's assumption is that Dam Hanida is Tamei Bein Lach Bein Yavish. But there's an assumption the Mishnah didn't say that it's Matame. The fact that it's Matame, forget the status of being dry or liquid. The fact that Dam Hanida itself is Tamei, where's that from? I know a woman who's in Nida, the Gavr is Tamei. Who said the Dam itself is Tamei? So Minani, Mile, how do I know? So Amr Chitzki, it says, based on the Pasuk Damar Kra, that Dava Benidasa, Midava Kimosa, the Dam, the Dava is referring to the flow of Dam. So the Dava is like the Nida herself. Midava Kimosa, that the Dam is like her. Mahi, Metama, just like the woman herself is Metame Babak Vamasa, as Midava Metame, so too the Dam itself is Metame, that which it comes in contact with, or someone who carries the Dam Nida. Ashikhan Lach, we only find this to be the case if it's Lach, because Dava implies that which flows, so that's only Dava Lach. How do you know Yavish Munal, and how do you know if the Dam Nida is dry, it also has the capacity to be Metame? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yihiyah. There's an extra Pasuk, Dam Yihiyah Zova. What's Yihiyah doing? No, Yihiyah is extra. It's Behaviyasa Yihiyah, that in its existence, no matter what form it's in, Yihiyah, it has the ability to Metame, Bein Lach, Bein Yavish. So the Gemara challenges this and says, Eimahani Milameh is only true, Belach, Benasa Yavish. If it started off as Davar Lach, and then somehow it dried afterwards, only then it's Metame. But let's say it started Yavish Meikaro. Let's say then the Dam Nida came into the world. It was already Yavish from the beginning. Minal, and how do you know even that type of Dam would be Metame? This soon, moreover, Hod Tzan, the Mishnah that tells us much earlier in the Masech than the Afchaf Aleph, Hamapelas, the one who miscarries, and Kimin Klipa, and some type of thing comes out that's made of Klipa, some type of, I don't know, nails, or and Kimin Afar, dirt, or Kimin Sara, hair, or Kimin Yavchushin, Adumim, like red type of gnats, or bugs, or flies, Vitati Lamayim, and puts it into the water, Im Nemochu, if it, you know, it's clear after it melts or disintegrates, it's clear that it's blood there, then it's Tamei. So Minol, how do you know that's the case? Even though it came out initially Yavesh, that if you test it out and you could turn it back to real Dam Nida, who said that's going to be Tameh as well? In other words, Yavesh Meikaro, Minol, and that's Tameh as well. And the Gemara says, Yihiyah, says Dam Yezova, that's extra, it's a Ribayu, to include even the Yavesh Meikaro. That's what we're learning from this Dim. The Gemara then says, He, Mahi, just like the woman herself, the Gavra, the Nida, Osa Mishka Vamoshev, when she sits on something, she makes that object, the chair, the bed, into a Latami Adam Latami Begadim, that bed has an Avatuma that she sat on, she lied down on, to Matami, both the person and his Begadim. Afdama, so one should extend it to the Dam itself, the Chesed Shel Dam. The Dam is Nami Osa Mishka Vamoshev. The Dam Nida itself, the Dam is on the bed, on a couch. It should make into a Mishka Vamoshev, Latami Adam, Latami Begadim. So how could we, how can we know the case is not, it's not true? We know that Dam Nida could only make a better chair into a Rishon Tumah, but it can't make it into Avah Tumah. But if the real source of Dam Nida is from the Nida herself, why shouldn't there be a full equation? So the Gemara says, Atu Dama Bar Mishka Vamoshevu. Is Dam something that could sit? A woman sits. So a woman could sit and lie down and make a bed in a bench, a bed. But Dam Nida doesn't sit down, so it can't make a bed into a bed, Avah Tumah. It can't make a chair into an Avah Tumah. So Gemara says, L'tamech, according to your logic right now, let's see. Evan Munugas, an Evan, a stone that came from a house, that had negatzeras on it, so Bas Mishkav Moshev, is it subject to Mishkav Moshev, that if you place it onto a bed, that it should be Matameh something? It's a chetz, it's an object, don't sit. But yet we still find Ditzach Kralimute. The Pasuk was needed to say that Evan Munugas is not Matameh Mishkav Moshev. But why is there even a Havamina? We're saying Dam Nida is not Bas Mishkav Moshev, so certainly an Evan Munugas shouldn't be Bas Mishkav Moshev. There shouldn't be a Pasuk to say, oh, an Evan Munugas doesn't make a bed Avatuma, doesn't make a chair Avatuma. Where do we see this? Decided, the Brisa tells us that Yachol Tehei Evan Munugas Ose Mishkav Moshev. One might have thought it had a Havamina, that a stone of advice that was a menuga that has the Tumas Taras. That rock, if it was placed in a chair, it should make in Mishka Vamoshev the Tami Adam, the Tami Begadim, to make another person who sits on it, both him and his clothing Tami. Shouldn't it have the ability to make Avatuma? And Medinuwe, it's also logical to say that the Brisa continues. Ma Zav, Shein Matami Bevia, a Zav walks into a house, He doesn't make it, not subject to tumah. There's no tumah bia by a zav, and yet he's also mishkav emoshev latami adam latami begadim. If he sits on a chair or bed, he makes an avatumah. So too, an evan munugas, a stone, which is metame bevia, which has a tumah. If a person enters into a house, a person becomes tame. So there's a certain chumrah of bia, tumas bia, that means entry into a house, of knisa, but evan munugas, so certainly, ain't no din, shemetame mishkav emoshev latami adam latami begadim. Shouldn't an evan munugas also have the ability to make a bed or a bench into an avatumah? And therefore, tamalomer hazav. The pasuk says, "Ka mishkav asher yishkav al hazav." Dafka the zav is matame mishkav moshava below even menugas. So what comes out from this? Only because time of the meitakra. Only because we had a pasuk to say that even menugas is not subject to tumas mishkav moshava. Ha lav hachi. Had we not had a pasuk, we would have said it's matame. But how could that be? Didn't we say before a dam of nida is not bas mishkav moshava? So certainly even menugas is not tame bas mishkav moshava. So why is it even a havamina? And the Gemara says, Umine, this is the very source. This is how we know Dam Nida is not Matam and Mishkav Moshev. I mean, once we establish from this pasuk that Evan Munugas is not Matam and Mishkav Moshev, we use it as a model so to any other object which is not Bar Mishkav Moshev is also not Matame Mishkav Moshev. So the Gemara says, Lab Miyamis, did we not say already Hazav Al Evan Munugas? Which is just like a Zav, only a Gavra has the ability to be Matami Mishkav Moshe, but not a Chevsa, Lev Munugas, Hachanami, he as well, Amrkha, the project says, Asher he, Yoshev is a love, only she who sits on it, he, Volodamas. In other words, this serves as a model that anywhere else, only a Gavra is Matami Mishkav Moshe, but not a Chevsa. So then the Gemara says one last step, and we'll finish here, the top of Nun Hei Amun Alf, Imahi Matami Be'evin Misame, Af Midovanami Matami Be'evin Misame. So just like she has the ability to be Matami Be'evin Misame, so to the Dam, neither should be Matami Be'evin Misame. What's Evin Misame? So if you look at Rashi, and the Rashi says on the top here, Ima Masa Nida, Chomer Latame Evin Misame, the Nida, if she carries something, it's Matami even Evin Misame, which is what? Evin Gedola, Hamushemes Al Hakelim, it's a rock that's placed on clothing, which is to hold it in place, let's say. The Nida Nasas Aleha, and the woman's being carried by it. I mean, she sits on top of that rock. Metame begadim, she metame begadim there below shetachas ha'evin, below the rock. So one might have thought, next round, she af masa dama chamor metame be'evin misame. If there's dam nida on top of a rock, that's on top of clothing, that would have also been metame the clothing below the rock. That's the havamina. And the Gemara says amar Rashi. Rashi says no. Krah, the Pasuk says va'anose osam, the rock that carries her, only osam that carries the gavra, miuta who, to the exclusion of if it's carrying a damnida, the damnida itself would not be metame, the clothing that's below the evan, misama. Okay, we will stop here.